flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Hey, tomorrow, we never take the show on the road on Fridays during football season because we've got to concentrate. But tomorrow, we're going to be at the brand new McGurk's in Royersford.
Mm.
Come out, say hi. Going to have some special, I believe the shirt says Jeff over Josh. I believe those are T-shirts we're going to have to give away.
Jeff over Josh?
Yes, Jeffrey over Josh.
Oh, the owners.
Get it?
Yeah, now.
Get it?
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Get it?
First, I didn't know what we were talking about.
And McGurk's, you know, we've been to the one, obviously there's one in Horsham. We're the one in Fort Washington. Those were awesome. And this is a new one in Royersford. So we're going to be there on Friday, get you ready for the game. So please come out and join us. Rumor has it there might be a different WIP show there too.
A little earlier.
Yeah, we don't care. We mostly care about us. So come out and see us. Okay,
before Rod is happy about that.
Well, you know, it is what it is. So before we get to the Vic Fangio stuff, which is amazing, can I ask you guys a quick men's room question? Because I think this speaks to the mind
after the blue jersey
of the man. Yeah. None of that.
Oh, okay.
So, and this goes for, it's not just our men's room, but it's a lot of them. So ours, there's only one urinal and there's like four stalls. Mm-hmm. So when you go in there to go number one or whatever, and somebody's using the urinal, you go into the stall. Mm-hmm. But what I've noticed, and I'm curious if you guys do it, is that when guys go into the stall to go number one, they don't close the door all the way behind them.
Right.
They sort of leave it half open.
Yeah.
Is that how you do it?
Yes.
Jack, you the same way?
Yeah, that's how I do it.
So,
unless I'm at a stadium.
Okay.
Right. Here, I would do that here.
So is...
He's right. If I'm out somewhere, I probably wouldn't.
So I think it was 2 weeks ago. The problem with that is that you can't see if somebody's in there or not if you go in there. You have to almost look to see if somebody's in there. And what happened to me was I started going to one of them, and
somebody
I pushed the door, and
it
hit the guy in the back in the door.
Cow, Spike.
So here's my – I didn't blow it open or anything.
Did he spray all over himself?
No. Okay. He's okay.
All right.
But my question is the reason we don't close – because I've started to close the door now.
Mm-hmm.
But and this is just me. The reason that I've never closed the door is sort of like this ego thing where I'm like, I'm not just hiding in here because I don't want to use the urinal. It's just like, it's because the urinal is taken. Like, don't worry, I'll do it next to somebody if I got
that.
To. Yeah, that I was going deep into my mind being like, why didn't I close the door? And it was like this ego tough guy thing. It was like, man, if you see it, you see it. I'm not worried about it.
Right.
I'm cool down there.
Okay. I hadn't thought about it that way. Yeah, that's not why I don't close the door. I think probably why I don't close the door is that I almost want somebody to know that I am in there.
But then you would close the door, right?
Yeah, you would think so, yeah.
Right? Because it's hard to tell.
I know. It's a guy thing, man.
Now, also, I'm a guy who comes in and I immediately look to the floor.
Right.
To make sure, like, okay, who's in here?
But it's harder to see. I'm not going to, like...
Well, if I see feet sitting there...
But standing, it's a little harder to see because they're closer to the toilet, right?
Okay.
And the feet aren't sticking out toward the door; they're facing the wall.
Right.
Jack, do you not close the door because like me, you're like, I don't gotta close the door. If somebody sees, I'm only using the.
No, his is definitely not about being overconfident.
Well, he doesn't even watch. Being quick, yeah.
I also heard you. I was in one of the stalls the other day. I heard you not wash your hands.
I know. Yeah. Well,
okay.
Listen, it's my eighth. You know, whatever.
Okay.
By the end, I don't care.
Okay.
I got stuff to do.
All right.
But I've been better.
Hold on. No, that's not okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. We're not going to just brush over. No, I get it.
No, the Eagles play this weekend.
No, I believe it was
after the show, which is why I let it go, or I would have come right back in here. I know.
He walked past, and I was like, did he hear it?
Yeah.
And he heard it. Yeah. Okay, sue me. Well, one time. I've been better about it. First off, there's no soap in that bathroom.
Yes,
there is. That's not right now.
Yes, there is. In the middle one.
Well, easy. No, in our bathroom?
No.
Yes! No, you're talking about in the single bathroom.
Yeah, I'm talking about the other one.
Yeah, single bathroom, there's no.
Dude, wash your hands.
It's arguably the cleanest part of your body.
You're such a little piggy.
Seriously.
Not a little biggie.
We actually touch each other, bro.
Pause. We don't touch each other. At least, like,
we give each other pound, like dap or what have you, man.
You're a little piggy.
Taking everybody to pound town, baby.
No, that's
don't try to turn
what's...
it on me. Don't try to turn
nah,
it on
nah,
me.
No, no. He's just our fire.
Let me show you, Taylor.
Yeah. Where's it's my show? Hit me with it. Bro, I made this show. Would you rather be the better team or the hotter team going into the playoff game? 215-592-9494. Mark in Delaware. You're on WIP.
God.
Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Mark?
I got Pigpen in there in the producer booth, man.
It's not me.
A little dirty little piggy in there.
You guys are children.
Oink, oink, oink.
All right, Mark.
Sorry, Mark.
All right. So who's the child in the group here?
Well, he is. Jack.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, would you eat it? I mean, would you just get to your stupid Eagles point?
Come, oh, stupid Eagles.
Yeah, that's him. Yeah, that's him. He's firing everybody
keep
now.
Going,
yes.
Keep going.
Yep. Yeah, Back him into a corner.
Yeah. Well, how much more do you need? How much more do you need? 10-incher?
Ooh, that play almost got a 10-incher.
Jesus Christ, that's how Jack is.
Yep.
So, yeah, I think the Eagles actually win big this weekend.
Really?
There it is.
Why?
Like we've been talking, I mean, they're just a better team.
They are. They're not like a win big kind of team, it doesn't seem like. You know?
No,
even when it feels like we dominate, we somehow manage to be up one score in the fourth, you know? A win big, I would love. I don't think my anxiety can take another one score game in the fourth quarter, man.
Oh, I completely agree. And actually, I'm going to the game on Sunday. So. Yeah, and my heartbeat will be like beating incredibly.
Yeah.
So.
All right.
Yeah.
Next question today is because today's the first day ever that a frisbee was created, 1957. What was your best toy when you were a kid?
So I took my original thing.
What was it? Hot Wheels?
Like the big wheel?
Oh, big wheel. Big wheel.
Big wheel.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go with a wiffle ball and a wiffle ball bat.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, man. You kidding me?
It's an outside
toy. Head down to the park, man.
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Thank you for the call, Mark. That's a good one. You remember it. Man, it feels like 100 years ago. The professional wiffle ball guys we played during Tour de Delco.
My shoulder just recovered like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, you were trying to throw.
No, it was my other shoulder.
Yeah, it was your shoulder.
So,
yeah.
So hard, yeah.
I had no shot of hitting one of those damn wiffle balls.
No
shot.
They were throwing at 90 miles an hour. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Next year, I'm going to hit. I'm going to spend some time practicing. Did you ever? Sometimes I would move from a. I like the wiffle ball bat. I didn't like the wiffle ball. Occasionally, we would move to a tennis ball, so you could hit the ball 100
further,
miles away.
Yes, I'm with you on that. Yeah. Yes.
We will get to this great Vic Fangio stuff right after I give you the great news about Colonial Hyundai. The new dealership is done. So you wouldn't believe how beautiful it is. So probably drive by Colonial. You saw it under construction for a while. They're working out of a sort of a temporary thing. Not anymore. The cars are John Ashdale, the team at Colonial, working hard to prepare the new state-of-the-art dealership, which will make everything was already faster, easier, and better at Colonial. Even better now. Buying, leasing, servicing, everything is better now. Effortless at Colonial to buy, trade, or upgrade. They're going to give you more for your trade than anyone else. I know you might be worried. You drove your current car into the ground. You're not going to get very much for your trade. You're going to get a guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. Maybe you want a new Santa Fe. Maybe you want a Palisade. Maybe you want a Kona. Maybe you want a Tucson. They've got over 200 new vehicles in stock. Right now, limited time, drive home a new Hyundai Elantra SEL Sport for just $119 a month. Every new Hyundai, you're going to get a 3-year complimentary maintenance plan. You're going to get America's best warranty. Excuse me, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and Hyundai Assurance. Online 24/7. You can see what they have right there on the lot. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Well, in our last, what's it called, Eagles Insider of the Year power rankings, which happened yesterday, Tim McManus was number one. And boy, he just today, he keeps going. I don't know how anybody's going to catch him. He wrote an article today at ESPN.com about Vic Fangio and his impact on the Eagles organization. The headline is, "The mind of Eagles defensive coordinator Vic Fangio is where the defensive magic lives." Here's a great quote, Ike, from when he first met with the team when he got here. "It's not your fault that you don't work hard. You just don't know how. But that's going to change now that I am here." Mm. Fangio said, "People are not expecting as much out of players as we used to expect. The players are willing to work. I've never had an issue with that. And they're still willing to work. But we as the so-called adults in the room need to push them." It was Fangio that got Nick Sirianni to increase the number of practices, the length of practices. One player, unnamed, said that the practices were, quote, "a lot more excruciating than they were before."
Wow. I mean, 58 minutes wasn't enough from the year before?
Yes.
He changed everything.
Dude, that is such music to my ears, what you just read.
Yep.
That is such music to my ears. Now, listen, I've been hearing this stuff behind the scenes. I'd hinted at it throughout the year about Fangio being really the heavy in the building and being able to convince these guys, if we want to be a tough-minded football team, we want to be a team that's a good tackling team, never really had issues with being a good blocking team, but it really was about getting that defense up to the level that they got it to, they needed to practice this way, and he understood that. He understood he couldn't be out on the practice field for 45 minutes, 50 minutes, never wearing pads, and expect to have a good team. I love this article so much, I want to frame it. I want to frame it, and I want Elliot to read it every day. That's why I want ESP to read it every day. And this is me, Spike, patting myself on the back, because I argue with Elliot
all
for years about physical practices in training camp and the benefit of them. And they not only took it from training camp, they've been wearing pads once a week all year long.
Well, and
all year long.
I've said a couple of times,
which they had never done before, by the way.
This part is really interesting because I mentioned a few times, I was amazed that at the end of the Rams game, as cooked as I thought, and it looked like the defensive line was, Jalen Carter, who essentially has played every snap for 3 months.
Think about that.
Came up with two huge plays. So it says this, and this is the last thing I'll read because I thought this was really good. "The Eagles added more practices to the training camp slate and upped the amount of padded practices in season while staying within the limits of the NFL and NFLPA rules. It helped prepare the group for a more demanding workload. No one more so than Jalen Carter, who snaps this year jumped from 563 to 831, including the playoffs. He is now at 919, second in the NFL to Zach Allen on the Broncos." And by the way, like, you know, they were probably on the field more, the Broncos, I would say, percentage of snaps.
Yeah, it's not like the Eagles defense is out there all game.
Yep. And here we go. He's played more snaps than all but one player on defense in the NFL, on the defensive line, and he was the guy at the end of the game making two giant plays after, by the way, they were just on the field.
Yep. A minute and a half ago.
Right.
They were just on the field 2 minutes ago.
It's just like there's so much, and we give Nick Sirianni a lot of credit for the culture, and what I also give credit for, this is Fangio, but Sirianni not too egotistical in the way he does things, enough to take suggestions like that.
Yeah.
But Fangio to come in and say, we got to change how we do this.
Yeah.
And they did it. It changed everything.
Let me throw something in there.
Yeah.
I don't even know how much Nick was opposed to this.
Right.
Nick just didn't have the cachet to get it done.
Right. And Fangio comes in here with that resume.
It's that upstairs.
Yep.
It's the science, the sports science, and the doctors and telling you about rest and getting guys off of their feet. That's what you're fighting against, right? What all the experts are telling them that they should listen to. And Nick just didn't have the cachet. No offense to Nick. I think this is something Nick wants, right? This guy grew up as a coach's kid. Right, so Nick knows about this whole idea of dog mentality, physicality. Those are things that he wanted to embrace, but they couldn't get it done in the other years, man. And it was Fangio coming in here, and it'll be interesting to see the results. The proof is in the pudding, so it's hard to argue against it if you were on the opposite end of this. It'll be interesting to see as we continue to move forward. because the egos can get in the way, right, and this, that, and the other. So they're getting results out of it right now. And I think it's for the better. The players are, to me, not only are they more physically tougher, they're tougher minded to me. When they had issues, Spike, this year, they didn't crater. They didn't wilt. They fought through that stuff. They fought through all the adversity they had to this year.
Not just tougher, but more disciplined, because they play a more disciplined brand of defense.
Yep.
And when you talk about cachet that Fangio has, he has the cachet to say, I'm not playing Devin White. I don't care if he was your... He has the cachet to say, oh, I know that Bryce... Believe it or not, Saquon Barkley was not our biggest offseason acquisition from a cost standpoint. That was Bryce Huff.
Yep.
He has the cachet to say, in the playoffs, to say, I know Bryce Huff is your big guy. He's playing one snap.
I know he's making $17 million a year, no matter.
I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm playing Jalix Hunt, our fifth-round draft pick, who played at Houston Christian and Cornell and was a safety 3 years ago. But he's playing the way that is going to make this defense better.
Yes.
And I just hope... I hope Howie, because you're right about egos, and you need a healthy ego to do any of these jobs. You need to believe that what you think is right, but you also can't look at what is proven in front of you and think what you, like, you have to be willing to say, I might have been wrong on that one.
Right.
And I hope,
it's okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because in the end, nobody is talking about, you know, talk about Howie. Nobody's talking about right now the Bryce Huff signing being a dud. Nobody's talking about the fact that they released Devin White three games into the season. If they win and the results are good, then every move you made, good, bad, or indifferent, looks great.
Yep.
That even though they signed Zach Bond to be a extra linebacker and a special teams player, it doesn't matter. Howie still looks brilliant for signing Zach Bond.
Yep. Because he's going to get the credit for it.
Right.
Even though it was Vic Fangio.
Even though it was Fangio. So I thought the article was great.
It's a great article.
I thought this one was great. I thought the one on Sirianni last week was great. And it speaks to, it not only speaks to their play, but it speaks to the culture of the team that has been able to withstand the controversies that you talked about.
They're getting back to being an Eagles team.
And here's the other great part about that. Vic Fangio, getting a chance to coach guys who aren't necessarily set in their ways, that are young guys, that are eager to learn, that are eager to, you know, be at their best. It reminds me so much of where we were when Jim Johnson came in. Like, Jim was hard, man. He was tough on everybody, but it made us a better team. It made us better players.
So the only worry is they need to be able to keep that. Because
I agree. Once you establish the culture, it's the standard. So that's what I like about some of these players, like Jalen Carter, Cooper DeJean, Quinyon Mitchell, you know, even Zach Bond, who's going to be here for the next few years. But the Kobe Dean, like these young guys, it's all they're going to know. When he was coaching in Miami, those older guys were like, "Man, who is this old dude coming here trying to tell us what to do?" They didn't like it. You get these young guys. They're unassuming. They're like, man, teach us, coach us. We're tired of, you know, what happened last year. They were the worst defense in the league last year. So nobody has any room to say anything. I mean, Jalen Carter is the biggest example of this, man. This kid coming out with the reputation of not having a great work ethic or seemingly unmotivated at times, to be out there playing every snap as a D tackle for like the last 10 games, 12 games, man. Like, he's the biggest example of it, and he's the leader of that defense moving forward. It's his defense. I heard Brandon say this. Brandon's like, it's your defense now, JC. This is yours. Like, this is your defense. We're going to go as you go.
Well, now, did you slip in an Eagles Insider of the Year report there where you said Bond's going to be here for the next couple of years? Are you trying to take credit for that?
I am not. No, Howie, basically.
I know. Next week is like going to be, hold on. Yeah. You know, I said this.
Well, listen, you guys don't give me credit for anything.
We never do.
Yeah,
no,
so it's okay. Okay. I don't even want Insider of the Year.
Oh, here we go.
We heard this before.
I recuse myself. Yeah. Blah, 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 blah.
I didn't say I recuse myself.
Yeah.
This guy. JT and Langhorne.
I haven't even been close to the top five in months.
It has been a while. JT and Langhorne, you're on WIP.
What's going on, brother? Happy Thursday.
What's up, JT?
I'm excited, man. We the better team, not the hotter team.
Well, we are the better team. I don't know that we're the hotter team. You'd rather be the better team.
I agree. I'm better, not hotter.
Okay.
I'm excited, man. I've been dying to get on all week. I ain't going to start the whole quarterback stuff with you, Spike.
Oh, thank you.
No, I'll start it.
Go get him, Ice.
No.
Give me some Ike juice. Give me hype.
Let's go, Jack. Wake up in there.
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
I think I'm in a good place with the quarterback thing, JT. Be honest with you.
He's a good quarterback. I'm agreeing with Seth. I like what Kelsey said this morning. I don't know why he's backtracking it now. He said we got the better roster player for player. I don't know why he's backtracking.
Wrong. Because he was wrong. But that's okay.
Well, and he also read his mentions.
Yeah. It's okay. You know what?
Yeah, when that gets tweeted out, yeah, then you start reading the mentions. You're like, hold on.
Well, here's what I always do the NBA thing. But the finals last year, I think we would all agree that Luka Doncic was probably the best player on the court. And, yeah. You know, but they didn't win the finals.
Yep.
The Celtics won the finals because they have a better, deeper team. So whether Jaden Daniels is better than Jalen Hurts like today and a year from now, it actually doesn't totally matter. What matters on Sunday is whether the Eagles team is good enough to beat the Commanders team. We're not always going to have the better player at every position in every game that we play. You know what I mean? But we beat the Bengals earlier this year, even though Joe Burrow is a quarterback. So it is. Jaden Daniels is a great player. We don't have to have the best, you know, and they've proved that so far. I just hope they prove it for two more games.
Hey, Ike, let me ask you a question, because me and Buddy and I was arguing about this. Who would you say is the best defensive player that had the best defensive player impact on the defense this year?
For the Eagles?
Yeah.
Ooh, it's got to be between two guys. It's got to be between Zach Bond and Jalen Carter.
Right.
Agree, that's the argument.
I don't know where to go with it. I know who's the better overall player with the higher ceiling, but Zach Bond has been pretty damn good this year.
Yeah, but to me, he does none of that without Jalen Carter on the
floor. I agree with that. I agree with that. I certainly do.
Well, I mean, and we saw when Fletcher was here, it means so much, the attention that Jalen Carter gets create so much for the edge guys, so much for Milton Williams, so much for Jordan Davis.
I totally agree with you. Yeah. I would say Jalen Carter, but I mean, Zach Bond is first team All Pro.
They robbed Carter, bro.
I agree. Yeah. I can't believe they put Cam Hayward there at first team All Pro.
That's crazy. Pittsburgh defense is trash all year. What impact did he have on that defense?
Right, but if you want to know who's the best player on the team, on the defense, JT, is Jalen Carter. That's without question.
Yeah, JT, for next question today, you say, give us the best toy when you were a kid.
I know somebody probably said a bunch of them I already had, so I'm going to go to my young elementary school days, the Super Soaker water gun.
Oh, that is
that's an awesome toy still today.
Yeah, that's a good one, JT.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That was the biggest toy in the world like 2 years, Super Soaker. Having a Super Soaker. People would bring them everywhere.
I got a toy in mind that I'm thinking of that I would pick as the winner at the end of the day.
Okay.
I'm waiting until I actually hear it.
Okay.
Yes.
See
I'm waiting
if somebody
until I hear
says
it. Yes.
All right, Mike Mayock going to join us next, help us break down the game. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.